You're listening to your Radio Pembroke show with me, Helen Ensor-Morgan, and welcome back to the special project that we've been doing with Milford Haven School, talking to Holly, Lamara and Morgan, who are in Year 9. They've all done these special podcasts. Now, they've had a chat with me, they've interviewed me, I've interviewed them, but I thought it would be really good for them to interview one of the producers here, because often when you do a radio show or we're out and about doing events in Pembrokeshire, and my job is easy because I just talk, which is great, but the producer is in charge of everything, how it goes out on air, talking to the venue. It's the big picture, so there's a lot more stress on the producer. And we've got one here who is just lovely. It's Lauren Williams, who I work a lot with. And I thought you guys might have some questions for her. So I shall put you over to Lauren.
Hello. So how are we all today?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Fabulous.
Lovely. So have you enjoyed doing your project so far?
Yes, we have, yeah.
Yeah, what have you been doing?
We've been creating a podcast.
Yeah.
And now we're here interviewing you.
Lovely. So what is it you wanted to know about producing?
What do you do for your job?
Okay, so say for example we're out and about, my job would be initially finding out where we're going to be, talking to whoever's in charge there, making sure we've got the area to be there, making sure I know who my contacts are on the day, and then working out what sort of branding we're going to need, so what we're going to look like when we're there, who's going to be there, how many people, whether I'm going to need Helen as a presenter, whether I'm going to need to be there, whether I'm going to need like my street team, who are promotional workers who hand out stuff, take pictures. And then when we get there, we will set up all the branding and make sure we look good, make sure we all know what we're doing, and then get on for however long we're going to be there.
Yep.
How long have you been working here?
So I started here, I've been in the company nearly 2 years now, 2 years in May, and I started off just helping out, just doing little technical bits, and then I got offered a full-time job.
What's it like being in charge?
Oh, I do like being in charge. Helen knows that. She might call me bossy, but
she's
bossy. Yeah, Helen needs it.
How do you stop presenters talking too much?
Now that is the most difficult job. It's just a lot of the time it's just making sure that you know sort of what you're going to say, because it's always, you've got to like ad lib a little bit, you've got to chat around it, what you need to say sort of thing, but you've kind of just, as long as you've got the key points in there and you know how long it's got to be, then you can sort of tell them off when they've gone too long.
Jeez, yeah. I told you she's just bossy. Anybody that can stop me talking, I tell you,
I know,
good at their
it's
job.
An art form.
What's the most challenging part of your job?
That's a good one. I'd probably say sometimes it's making sure that you've sort of gotten the, whenever you're going anywhere or doing anything, it's making sure that everything comes together, I suppose, because it's always, you've got, you can plan everything beforehand, but as soon as you get there, it all has to come together. So sometimes that can be the most sort of difficult bit, making sure everyone is where they need to be, when they need to be, doing what they need to be doing. So yeah.
What's the best part of being a producer?
Kind of the opposite, really. So once it's all together, it's seeing that it's all come together well, and that it's all, everything's running smoothly, everyone's happy, everyone's having fun with it, because there's no point doing the job when it's not very fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, when everything comes together really well.
I think when we've done a broadcast together and it's, the client's happy, when we've done good interviews and we've had fun, yeah, when we've gone out and about, and that's, yeah, you come away from there thinking, oh, that was good fun. And if, yeah, everyone, if the client's pleased, you know, or the event organisers are happy and things like that, and you've met some fun people, you know,
yeah,
I think it always makes, no, it's always good fun,
yeah,
then, isn't
there's
it?
There's nothing better when you like finish an event, you go, I felt that went really well, and then you sort of get home and then you sort of get a text or an email or something going, yeah, that was a really, yeah, good event. It just feels good.
Yeah.
I mean, Lauren did, we did an event the other week, and Lauren worked extremely hard in it. It was a store opening in Aberystwyth with our sister station, Radio Ceredigion. And, you know, Lauren got an email from the people there saying how amazing she was. And, you know, I think, yeah, it makes your job worthwhile, like, when you get gratitude and people, yeah, appreciate what you've done. And, you know, that felt nice for you, didn't,
yeah,
it?
Yeah, definitely. It's always nice sort of just getting the odd line after saying, oh yeah, it went really well. And even when something's gone really well, knowing, thinking back then how you can improve it, because you always want to make things better.
Yeah.
But it's always great when you know you've got something really good and just thinking, because then you can build on that, you can just make it even better again, and then you have more ideas to do different things then.
Yeah.
You can get more sort of creative with it.
How much time do you take on a job?
It depends on the job, really. Obviously, we tend to plan for so long, but then sometimes things may not necessarily go your way. Some things might crop up, or as I said, like the main thing is, like, once you've planned everything, it's actually getting it all together that can be the most difficult. So, I mean, sometimes we've been to events where they may not have gone perfectly. Something might have cropped up that we can't control, and then you have to spend a bit longer on it. Like, you might spend an extra couple of hours doing something just because you want to get it right. You always want to make the event as good as possible, even if that sometimes means going out of your way a little bit to make it sort of that extra bit sort of better.
Yeah, I mean, that happened on, it was a great day Sunday, because the Ospreys, obviously they lost, but that's not great. They were playing in Cardiff with the quarterfinal of the Challenge Cup, and we had to get loads of photos, but because we were there earlier, I mean, I did my bit, the talking bit, which I said is the easiest part.
Yeah.
But you know, Lauren always puts that extra effort in, because she had to stay, she stayed there hours later to make sure she had loads of photos, because we were there quite early.
So yeah, we were there earlier.
Hadn't come into Cardiff yet, so you know, Lauren stayed. And that's part of her job, is you've got, in this business, there's no like 9 to 5, you stay until the job's done. So, and I've always been like that, if something takes an extra hour to do and to do right, I want to make sure it's right. I'd rather put the extra time in and make sure, you know, that I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It is important.
Yeah, you always want to sort of make sure that you try and keep everyone as happy as possible, and sometimes that means taking a few extra hours out of a Sunday to make sure that you've got it, so you feel like you've done it justice, because you never want to leave something half done, I don't think.
Yeah.
Like, it's always nice to finish everything off properly.
What was the topic that you've had most fun on? Like, what was the most fun topic for you that you've had?
Event-wise, probably the Pembrokeshire County Show last year. It was a hectic 3 days. It was a hectic few weeks of planning. But the actual 3 days of the show, they are long days. Like, I remember I was up at 4 a.m. I worked all the way through till 7 o'clock every day. I was shattered by the end of it. But when you get there and you see everything together, and it was a glorious 3 days, we had so much fun with our street team and everyone around there. It really sort of, it's exactly what, sort of the proof of everything coming together and working. You've put so much planning into it, everyone's got there, you've set it all up, and the 3 days come and everyone loved it and everyone had fun, and it was just perfect. That's probably the most best event, I'd say.
What is it like working with this legend, Helen?
Oh, see?
Who's this legend, Helen, then?
Legend.
Ah, she's all right, I suppose. I'll keep working with her for a bit.
We have a laugh.
We have a laugh, yeah, definitely. No, it's great working with Helen. She's all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's all right.
And Lauren is the responsible one as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the childish one.
Oh, thank you very much indeed, Lauren. Wasn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
Oh, let's really give Lauren a big cheer. Yay! Well done, Lauren. And you guys have been absolutely awesome. It's been a joy meeting you. And I wish you the best of luck with all your podcasts. So, massive cheer, Holly, Lamara and Morgan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye.